With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board passed changes to deer advisory councils at its meeting last week. The change will allow deer management to be based on habitat rather than county lines in northern Wisconsin and other parts of the state. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Under emergency and permanent rules approved by the Natural Resources Board, the County Deer Advisory Councils, or CDACs, will be renamed Citizen Deer Advisory Councils. CDACs make harvest quota recommendations each year. Changing the maps to reflect habitat types rather than county lines does have strong support. Dick Wolkowski told the board he's been hunting in Bayfield County for 56 years and has seen decline in deer herds. He supports the change.
We've only harvested 4 bucks since 2010. Things have gone downhill. We're not unique.
Northern Wisconsin State Representative Chance Green also told the board he thinks the map change is something necessary for the region, though he and others raised concerns that the process was being rushed.
I would like to see this vetted and properly gone through the channels and everybody get a chance to see it and learn about it, understand it better.
One of the concerns was being able to provide CDACs with enough data within the new units to make recommendations. DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says it doesn't matter if it's this year or next, they'd be starting from scratch.
This is also in anticipation of us coming out of another mild winter. It's probably a good year where there will not be as much concern and anxiousness about antlerless permit allocation as there might be a year from now if we were to have a severe winter. It would make it more challenging. So it's just the window of opportunity is there, and I encourage us that we go through it.
Pritzel says they do have a transition plan to help navigate what they know will be the challenges this year. The board unanimously approved the rule change. The changes still need to be approved by the governor and legislature. CDACs will meet this spring to set quotas for the 2025 deer season. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A home and garage are believed to be total losses after a fire in the town of Minocqua over the weekend. Minocqua firefighters were called to Peninsula Point Road off West Amber Lake Road yesterday. A number of other departments provided assistance. In a Facebook post, the Little Rise Fire Department says when crews arrived, they found a fully involved detached garage. The fire had spread to the house. They don't believe anyone was in the home at the time. In addition to a number of departments helping at the scene, the Nokomis Fire Department responded to the Minocqua station to cover additional incidents. A land purchase for a new hospital in Chippewa Falls has been finalized. Aspirus plans to break ground on a new hospital this spring after closing on the 22-acre purchase Thursday. Aspirus says the project marks a significant step toward helping close health care gaps in the region. Phase one of the hospital is expected to be approximately 27,000 square feet and will feature an emergency department with 10 treatment rooms and 10 inpatient beds. They hope to have the new hospital open in 18 months or less. In March 2024, Hospital Sisters Health System announced it was closing Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, leaving a gap in health care coverage in the region. Michigan's congressional delegation has aced the National Environmental Scorecard, earning a perfect 100% in 2024. More from Crystal Blair.
The League of Conservation Voters uses the scorecard to track lawmakers' votes on a range of bills relating to the environment and democracy, from climate change and wildlife conservation to environmental justice. Michigan Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, both Democrats, scored 100% with lifetime scores of 91 and 94, respectively. Nick Dodge with Michigan's League of Conservation Voters explains why the state consistently stands out on the scorecard.
Water is pretty much everywhere around here, and people have a true connection to it. The people that we send to Congress get that and understand that. Anyone that goes to Congress and votes against our water, they can expect to hear that from their constituents.
The national average scores show a stark contrast between parties, with Democrats generally scoring higher than Republicans. The League says it aims to use the scorecard to hold elected officials accountable and inform voters ahead of elections. The majority of Republican politicians view environmental policies as examples of government overreach, while most Democrats view them as pressing need for climate action. Dodge expresses concern over the obvious divide.
We see environmental issues as nonpartisan. You're talking about issues like clean air to breathe, safe water to drink. To us, those shouldn't be and are not partisan issues.
Of Michigan's neighbors, Ohio's delegation scored 25%, Wisconsin scored 50%, and Indiana delegations got zero. The National Environmental Scoreboard is updated each year to reflect the most recent congressional votes. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
The Republican-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court accused the court's liberal majority, all women, of being driven by their emotions during oral arguments in an abortion rights case. The comments by Brad Schimmel were branded disgusting by the campaign of his Democratic-backed opponent, Susan Crawford. Abortion has been a key issue in the race to be decided April 1st. Crawford is backed by Planned Parenthood and previously brought a lawsuit to protect abortion rights. Schimmel is anti-abortion. He dismissed criticism of his remarks, which he made in November. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported them on Friday. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.